Hi, my name is Yvonne Shepherd. My company encourages women to become fitter and stronger for life through fitness, adventure, and a social connection to a like-minded community. The specific situation I need assistance with today is when I go to the inbox for customer inquiries, I realized how many sales opportunities were being left on the table by admin who aren't salespeople. How can I better proof this so that we capture and see more sales opportunities or solutions to customer problems? This is both with online email inquiries and in person. The specific question I want your brilliant idea on today is, what are some actions, processes I can put in place so that admin, be it automated or in person, can see the next step for the customer? Extra information you may need for context is, as I built the business from the ground up, I get all the nuances of the customer and can empathize. I need for this empathy to show in the automated and staff responses. So in other words, Yvonne wants to clone herself.
I do. Awesome. And yeah.
Is that all of it?
That's all of it. I'll repeat the question.
Thank you.
What are some actions or processes I can put in place so that admin can be automated or in person can see the next step for the customer?
All right. Michelle, you're up first.
I just have a clarifying question first, which is, do you already have some standard responses already figured out? Like if somebody inquires about X, do Y? And do they incorporate sales responses?
I do. They need to be improved. I do. But when I jumped into the inbox on last weekend and saw the responses that were being modified to be sent because not everyone can custom, I was actually quite horrified. Responded to six and sold six things in those responses myself. So hence my question. So there are some, but they're clearly not working.
And so a follow-up to that. Is there scope for an admin person to just be trained to recognize this, that, oh, this is a sales lead? Like, here's some indications this is a sales-related question or a sales-related email, and that they can actually get passed to you or somebody that's more qualified. Is that an option in the business?
So I guess that's the reason for the hot seat. If that's a process that I need to do, then yes, they can be passed over. And what then qualifies as a, you know, potential sale or next step for a customer that they need to be alerted to. So yeah, good question.
I would like to pipe in. I think that you might have a different process for, you know, your free things versus your really high ticket items, right? You, even in a regular sales team, you might have different specialist salespeople take the big jobs. Like Brad might have that sort of process, you know, Chantel might have that sort of process. We have this thing happen all the time as well, because our people can be really great at telling people about the boat. You get this, you get this. But if you think, like, if you have create a sales page or you do a video, you've got a structure around what you're delivering in order to get the result. And so a couple of things. One is having question answers. So what we used to do at Power Hour Events is that when we were launching a new tour, we would do a briefing session and we would create cheat sheets for the salespeople so that if the objection was money, if the objection was time, if the objection was, well, who the hell is this guy? If the objection was, well, are you investing? It's like, no, and I'm an employee, or whatever the objections were, so that they could answer them. And those staff who were like just regular staff, they weren't high level salespeople, were able to get people across the line. And so regular briefings, predetermined questions and answers, training, sales training. What you might find, and I found this more so in this business than in PowWow, is that sometimes people who are in admin roles, they don't want to feel like they have to sell. That's not their thing. They're customer service oriented. That just makes their skin crawl. And so there has to be one, either the training or the willingness to just help another person. Because all we're trying to do is get people to make a decision, yes or no, if it's the right thing for them, right? You're not really trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, but you're also not wanting to leave money on the table. And I think that it's easier to do when you're bringing someone on board to say, this is the role sometimes, than it is to take someone who's in a role, an admin role, and now you want them to be a salesperson, because they're quite different characters. But I think that if you have a willing person and they're willing to be trained, then you can do that. But you might say, you know, that my process for the $5,000 plus things is this process. They have to talk to me or whatever it is, you know. So definitely need some systems and training. They're my thoughts. Brad.
Hello. Is that deep enough? Hello, my name is Brad. Yvonne, just a couple of clarifying questions. The first question is, these emails, are they coming through on a web form, or are they just coming through from different forms?
They come through mostly a system called Help Scout, which is the email system. So if someone has an inquiry, it comes through that. We have a online help thing, help window, but that's not open most of the time. So just inquiries to our general information.
Because I follow Zapier's help, and so basically if it's coming through something like a web form, you can actually get Zapier to connect those inquiries that are coming in on the email to a Google Sheets, and then you can have better transparency of the names that are coming in. The other thing is, are you not wanting to do any sales at all yourself, or do you want to leave this to the admin staff?
Oh, no. I'm happy to do sales, but the problem is that I can't manage the inbox and get out there and be income producing at the same time. If, you know, when I had to stand down the admin girl to half time, I thought of actually getting rid of her altogether, but then it all falls to me. And then I'm just a job, not a business. So I have to somehow figure out how other people can be trained to, like, there were like two joins while I was gone, and I saw in there, like in that last 20 minutes, because of the email responses I'd given, because you see words and different things. So how do you teach that or process that?
What I do is I make sure that the leads are captured, because I have a similar issue to you. I've got two girls that are really good customer service girls. They're really good operational girls, but they're not sales and they don't want to sell. So I basically capture the leads, which is really, really easy. It's just literally going through the emails overnight and putting a star for the emails that I want the girls to manage, and I've got a little arrow for the ones I manage, and then literally they have sales scripts which they're given, and it's just, as Susie said, there's just directions to say, you know, this type of inquiry comes in, you know, this is basically the conversation you have with them, and it's really, really, it's really simplistic. It's, you know, you find out what that person, what the inquiry is, you find out whether they're suitable for your business, are they your ideal customer, and if they are, then you take that to the next step of in the sales process. For us, it's a quote. For you, that next step would be something else. But once you've qualified them, there's fewer for you to then go through and sell to.
So you control the inbox and you direct it out. See, I don't control the inbox.
Okay. I suppose it just depends on how many emails you're getting a day.
Thanks, Joanna. Thank you. Amanda, I think I've unmuted you. Go ahead.
Yep, I think I'm here. Yvonne, it sounds like maybe at the beginning, is it a filtering issue? So identifying where these inquiries are coming from, are they solely support? Are they solely sales? Are they maybe a bit of both? So somebody has to make that decision. The solely support can be filtered out maybe through Help Scout and have more of an automated process attached because they're just support. And I'm aware of Help Scout. I looked at it myself and it seemed to be quite powerful, and I sort of decided I wasn't ready for it yet. So maybe there's some more features in there that you could use to help with the support side once something gets filtered out there. And then the sales stuff that's then left, depending on how much of that there is, it might be that you at first are the person dealing with that, and you're recording how you're dealing with it. So I'm similar to you. I feel like I do it the best way. I'm the one who has to do it. But what I've started to learn is if I record what I'm doing, and even if that's literally a screenshot of I'm typing an email and I'm saying to the girls, oh, here's an email about so-and-so, and this is what I'm saying in reply, and this is why I'm saying it, and then I've picked this. And so that it's like they're sitting next to you, and my girls are in the Philippines, so it's as if they're in the same office as you and you are training them, but that's being recorded, and then you give them that recording and they turn it into a written procedure, and then they follow it and you check it and go, yep, you've got it. And it's that iterative kind of process. And then if it becomes too overwhelming or there's too much of that, then is that a role for a distinct, discrete salesperson who you can then invest in with sales training and focus, and really either they've got that training and that those skills, or you develop those skills just in that one person who works with you just on sales. Because what I'm hearing, I think, at the moment is there's a bit of support, there's a bit of sales. The girls don't really know the difference. If we can separate very early on the support from the sales and work out, and then just focus on, put your energy and your time into the sales, and maybe your money if you have to invest in a new person, then that gives a bit more clarity.
Awesome. Thank you. We're in our final couple of minutes. I'm going to move right across to Chantel, and then I can see the other hands. Thanks.
I agree with everything that's been said. I don't touch our main inbox because otherwise then it's just two people touching it. And that goes through our CRM. So everything goes through our main inbox. So often if Josh sends an email, the reply comes to that inbox and it has to be managed because Josh isn't going to do his. One of the most successful things I've had, in addition to what Amanda's talking about, is the five steps that we do in the nurture sequences: the connect, the reassure, the orientate. I teach our team that, and when to recognize what is required. So when you need to orientate them, when you need to connect with them, when you need to do something else with them, that's been really successful. The other thing is I teach them, if it is customer service related, they are allowed to email. If it is sales related, they have to pick up the phone, and that they are different and they are not the same thing, and that good customer service is not good sales, and that they need to be able to know when a little bit of tension is okay. Because good support is about closing the tension all the time, but you need a little bit of tension in sales. So I teach them that. And that's worked quite well for me. We have a process of different types, like different buckets that things go into, and then that's how they get scheduled. They don't always do it right, and then I bring them back to the process. So we set ours up on Trainual, and then there's a test. And in the test, so there's a process which might have a Loom video and some descriptions, maybe even a draw, like a Lucid chart, but then there's a test. And the test has certain scenarios and certain answers, and they have to be able to select what the appropriate response is. And even though you can tell them 10 times by actually making them read the process and do the test, it's so much more, it sticks so much better. And then you can take them back to it and say, but you knew when you did the test, so you know the process, follow it. It's a lot easier to pick them up on. But I have exactly the same problem, and I feel exactly the same pain every day. Mm. So you're not alone.
Kim, did you have something?
I did. I was going to say that I think the only way that you can let others communicate the same empathy that you have with your potential customers or members is to actually... you know, when you're responding to the emails, so this is an example of an email that I've got, and you just basically have to show them the response and document that, put that away and say, this is the way that I respond. And you can, this is a template for you. You can copy and paste it and put it in the email. And because that's what we've done when we've had, when we have inquiries come through our general system, because that for us, the important thing is to actually, for the customer to have a response pretty quickly. Mm. So for them to have a response quickly, we have this, we have, you know, a templated response, which is in our brand language. And it, you know, says, thank you for your inquiry. We want to get back to you as soon as we can. But what we actually do is when we recognize that it is a sales inquiry, you know, someone actually wants to speak to us, we add a link, a Calendly link for our salesperson or whoever it is, and we say to them, click on the link and find a time that's right for you to, you know, to have like a 15-minute chat. So then it's not trying to find a time, you know, that is going to, you know, try and make an appointment or anything. It's up to them. They can set the time when we call them with the Calendly link. And I think, well, that seems to be working quite well.
Thank you, Kim. And last one here is Gillian. And you'll have to unmute yourself. There you go.
Everything everyone said, totally agree with that. Whoops, I haven't got my phone thing on.
No, your camera's off.
There we go. Sorry, to me, we've had this issue in the four-day schools for years and years, and it does come down to, for us, I've always felt, hiring the right person. Administrators don't see themselves as customer service sales people. They're kind of the backroom johnnies. So is that, have you got the right people and can they be trained? Question. The other one, and a lot of ideas have come up are about how to train them in the way, and I think the fantastic ideas that have come up. I'm actually doing at the moment Dance Association, Studio Owners Association Student Attraction Challenge, of course. And he said right now, a year ago, you could be trying to get them to talk to you on the phone and trying to make a conversation. This, of course, depends on how much you're trying to sell too. Like music school is, we're like under $200. So it probably depends on the product. But he's saying people now want to ping pong on the modem that they, so if they Instagram text you, they want you to come back and forth with them for a little while to create that rapport. You know, that rapport building thing is that, it's what we teach in our training. Number one, develop rapport. And they want that developed on whatever mode that, if they email you, they want it developed on email and that kind of stuff first, and then you can start to progress. So I just thought that's an interesting thing. It's really changed in the last year. So I thought that maybe I don't know what price point you're talking at, but yeah.
Oh, it's anything. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, but train right person, as soon as you said right.
Yeah, starts there. Training.
Thank you, everybody. There again is the post over on Facebook. If you have some additional thoughts and ideas, either now or later for Yvonne, that is where you need to go. Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you.